This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Tom DeRosa. How are you, Tom?
I'm great, Robert. Nice to see you.
And Tom is the CEO of Welltower, a $40 billion company with a unique niche, and they are the leaders at the intersection of real estate and healthcare. And later on, we're going to talk about the future of healthcare. But for now, let's start off, talk about the Welltower model.
So, Robert, Welltower owns almost 1,500 healthcare buildings in the United States, Canada, and the UK. And you can think of us as a real estate company, but you can also think about us as what goes on inside those buildings. And at any given moment of the day, there are over 200,000 frail to demented elderly living inside many of our buildings, where we are providing progressive residential care models for this at-risk population.
And I know you've had 181 consecutive quarters of positive dividends. You're obviously doing a lot right on the financial side. Just talk about what your model is going to market and how you achieve success.
Well, from a financial perspective, we have a very stable asset base because we own income-producing real estate. And we not only own it, but we manage that real estate at a very professional level that helps us drive increasing earnings out of and cash flow out of that real estate. We also make sure that we capitalize the business at the most effective way we can. And I'm very proud to say that in 2016 we received BBB+ ratings from all the three major rating agencies. This gives us tremendous access to global capital to continue to grow this business.
So you took over as CEO in April 2014, and there's been significant growth since then. What is it you're proudest of that you've accomplished under being CEO?
What I'm proudest of, Robert, is that we are aligning ourselves with the best-in-class operators of senior care and connecting this sector to the broader healthcare industry. Within the last 2 years, we have finally come onto the radar screen of the major regional and academic medical centers in this country because they realize they have an issue. Their issue is this looming population of frail to demented elderly. Unless we figure out how to keep that population healthy and well and active, they will wind up on the doorsteps of these health systems. And we just cannot afford that.
So when you talk about Alzheimer's, I know your organization was able to raise $3 million, which was a record for Alzheimer's. Talk about what inspired you to galvanize the whole organization together to do that.
So, Robert, I said something earlier. You can think of us as a real estate company, or you can think about us as what's happening inside that real estate. And what we decided to do was to connect our employee base to what's happening inside that real estate. And we did that through connecting ourselves to the Alzheimer's Association, who every day is raising money to direct funds both to research and to care for the population, this growing population that's afflicted by this uncurable disease. So we connected our employee base to that, because whether you have family members that have been afflicted by this disease or friends, everyone knows someone who has been touched by dementia and Alzheimer's. So we rallied our employee base around this, and as you mentioned, Robert, this was the largest single sum of money that was ever raised by one group around one event for the Alzheimer's Association. We were very proud that we got to go to the New York Stock Exchange and ring the bell, not only for Welltower, but also for Alzheimer's.
This is Robert Breese on the CEO Forum, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Tom DeRosa, who is the CEO of Welltower, a $40 billion company in healthcare and real estate. And when you talk about Alzheimer's, what was an aha moment for you personally where you said, we need to be involved in social issues?
When you go to one of our residential communities and you see someone who was living in a very difficult situation, not only for the individual but for their family, a family caregiver who could not take care properly of someone with this disease, and that person physically is still in the world, but mentally has retreated from the world. And when you see someone who you put in the most appropriate vital setting with the right programs come back to life, essentially, mentally, they come back to life to whatever extent they can regain some cognitive skills. And you see the impact that has both on the individual and their families. And so we get aha moments every day.
It must be challenging. It must be frustrating. It must be invigorating.
Yes, and one of the biggest challenges today is the cost of progressive Alzheimer's care. This is very expensive, and there is no insurance or government reimbursement for this care. So the full burden of caring for someone with this disease falls on the individual and their family. Unless you are very poor in this country and could qualify for a Medicaid long-term care nursing home, there is no reimbursement for the services that someone with this disease needs. In fact, there's no standard diagnosis for Alzheimer's. So we are taking this on. We have just formed a venture with the Johns Hopkins Medicine Group to start to look at the outcomes that we are achieving in these residential care settings for people with this disease. We know our residents make far fewer trips to the emergency room, and when they have an acute episode, that they stay far fewer days in the hospital, because when they arrive at the hospital, they are well fed, their bodies are as mobile as their bodies will allow them to be, and they're as cognitively engaged as their minds will allow them to be. And think about that person versus someone who is living by themselves with sporadic care provided by a beleaguered family member or a neighbor.
It's complete night and day. And people with Alzheimer's, they tend to live a long time?
This disease, Robert, is still a mystery.
No, that's what I mean. No one really knows about it. My great aunt just had it now, and you know, so.
Yeah, it is a mystery. We don't know why someone gets Alzheimer's disease, and the progression of the disease is different in every person. And that's why this notion that we're going to find a pill that we can all take that works for all of us is unlikely. So we raised money. We got our employee base and friends to raise money for a cure for Alzheimer's. But in the meantime, we believe we're offering the most effective alternative for people that are diagnosed with this disease.
Well, it's remarkable that really what Welltower is doing is taking both sides of the equation of something that no one really wants to touch, both the future core and the current situation.
Yes.
Yep. We have about 40 seconds before a break. Talk about something that people don't know about Alzheimer's that they should know.
Well, I think that people don't realize that there are really a variety of stages of Alzheimer's disease. And I think that to the extent that we can recognize the signs of the disease early, we can put a better infrastructure around that individual so that individual can live more productively over that period of time.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. We'll be back, and when we speak with Tom DeRosa, we're going to talk about more issues on societal as well as the future of healthcare. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Tom DeRosa, who is the CEO of Welltower, a $40 billion organization at the intersection of real estate and of healthcare, and they have done a fascinating job of really reaching out to help almost do what can be done for Alzheimer's. So I want to ask you, the role of a Fortune 500 CEO in helping societal issues like this, you've obviously gone on the forefront. What do you think that role is?
Well, I think one of the roles of a CEO is to use their platform to bring awareness to bigger issues. We take the position we have as a global provider of effective real estate solutions for people's healthcare needs, we take that very seriously. So whether it's using the platform to bring awareness to a disease that is one of the fastest growing diseases that will affect billions of people over the next 30 years, we'll use our platform to wake people up to that. We're also using our platform to talk about the bigger issues in healthcare delivery. The fact is, starting in the late 18th century, the concept of the acute care hospital started to be developed in the U.S. And today, we have hospitals all over the United States,
about 5,
in every community. And those hospitals, you have to remember, were built for a day where you show up at the hospital, you break your leg. If it takes them 3 days to fix your leg, you spend 3 days in the hospital. The hospital submits a bill to the insurance company, and they get paid, probably at a pretty decent margin. Today, that's changing as we move from that fee-for-service model to a value-based healthcare model. So now you break your leg, you show up at the hospital, you'll probably be there a few hours. You're not spending 3 nights in the hospital. But think about the amount of hospital beds that were built in this country to accommodate a day where, now, as many days as you needed to be fixed, they got paid for. So that leads us to say we have too many hospital beds in this country. It is not economic to treat every healthcare issue in an acute care hospital setting. So we are working with hospitals essentially to drive their patient populations into more appropriate, lower cost settings. We're moving much more to an outpatient model in this country. There are many issues historically that enabled someone to stay days in a hospital. Today, whether it's Medicare or whether it's the private insurance, are basically telling the hospital, you can't keep that person overnight. And you know what? If you want to keep them overnight, that's on your budget, not ours.
And the whole economics of healthcare are not working. As you know, you've told me before it's built for people who are going to be sick by 50, and right. Now we're going to live much longer.
Exactly.
And every element of society doesn't work. Talk about what's wrong with our healthcare system in terms of the fabric of society.
Well, think about the fact that when someone turns 65 today, or at least when our parents turn 65, they probably thought, if I have another 10 to 15 years on this earth, I'm doing well. Today, when someone turns 65, they're probably looking at another 30 years. And that is profound, and it's a concept that we have not come to terms with. The world is getting older. In 2016, the first time we saw the population of 65 and up growing faster than the population of 5 years old and below. So we need to recognize this. This affects not only healthcare, it affects every aspect of society. Every company that's here today at CECP for the Board of Boards is going to be touched by this phenomenon. I always say, when someone turns 65 and walks down Madison Avenue here in New York, they probably think, I'm one of the oldest people walking down the street. And in the future, they're going to feel very young. Because think about it, the things that used to kill us don't kill us anymore. The fact that society started smoking in the 1920s, well, that showed up in the 1960s with legions of men dying of heart disease. And that continued into the 70s. And if you made it out of the 60s, the 1960s, without getting a heart attack, you wound up with lung cancer. So think about that today. We have modern medicine has eradicated a lot of heart disease. And modern medicine has also turned many cancers from death sentences to chronic disease states. So it's one of the reasons why we're living longer.
And it's also why Alzheimer's is coming up more and more.
Exactly.
Because we will live so long.
We didn't live long enough to see Alzheimer's in scale. Alzheimer's is a piece of dementia, presents itself at 85 years old in most everyone.
So you were mentioning CECP, and I know that CECP is talking today a lot about the economics and how that can drive social issues, and that social is now becoming part of a CEO's dashboard in terms of one of the core strategic elements.
Exactly. I mean, think about 20 years ago, CEOs were not that concerned with the environment and sustainability, and today it's something that we are measured on every day. In fact, I'm very proud to say that Welltower is a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Sustainability Index, which recognizes the sustainable business practices that we employ across our nearly 1,500 buildings. So sustainability is something every CEO is concerned about, and what I think we all have to be concerned about is the sustainability of the population. So I think about we are dealing with the sustainability of the frail to demented elderly. We have to take the same energy and capital we put around the environment and bring it to thinking about how do we keep our population sustainable. And the answer to that is a focus on wellness.
And that's really become a core foundation of the strategy now in the CEO's lexicon.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay, you have about 20 seconds left. What is the future of Welltower?
The future of Welltower is to continue to be recognized as a partner that can help the broader healthcare delivery continuum achieve better outcomes and at much lower costs.
And there you have it. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. We've been speaking with Tom DeRosa of Welltower, and that is a $40 billion company that is taking on Alzheimer's. And as CEOs, remember, take on the important societal challenges. It'll make a difference.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and we're on the CEO Forum here today with Phil Friedman. How are you, Phil?
Doing great. Thank you, Robert.
And Phil is the CEO of CGS, which has about 7,500 employees, also known as Computer Generated Solutions. However, he's not just the CEO, he's also the founder. And it's very special when we get someone who built a company from scratch. In the interview, we're also going to talk about global political trends and insights that Phil has. But let's start off, talk about what is the company CGS?
So, Robert, Computer-Generated Solutions, CGS, was started by me 33 years ago here in New York City. Started with five employees, and today, like you said, we have 7,500 employees delivering services in 40 countries around the globe with 28 offices in six different countries. The company is in primarily in three different businesses, but at the end of the day, we bring the businesses together and offer our customers one single product. And the product is in the name of the company. We bring to the market solutions. But we are a software company. We are a sophisticated training, online training company. And we also outsource it. We provide BPO and ITO services to our major customers.
And you had a real beginning in fashion, which you have a very strong hold in. Talk about that.
So by now you probably noticed my New England accent. I wasn't born in this country. I arrived in the United States as a refugee in 1976. And at that time, had an education in economics and finance, had an education in electronic engineering, didn't speak any English. And at that point, went back to school, studied a little bit of English and learned a lot about computers. And in 1983, I started CGS as a technology company that would provide services around one specific product that was an early product for online computing in the fashion industry. And just by sheer accident, ended up working for a major fashion manufacturer at the time. 10 years later, I decided to buy the company I represented on the East Coast, and the rest is history.
Let's talk about that word, sheer accident. What actually happened? Because everyone listening in, we have hundreds of thousands of business owners listening in. What they want to happen to them is sheer accident.
What I'm referring to is that if I would tell you that I had a clear inclination to be in technology business, I would probably less than honest. The truth of the matter is my background was in management, my background was in commerce and economics. Yes, I had an engineering degree, but it was from a university in the former Soviet Union. And the computers at the time, going back to 76, 78, were in very early stages of development. And we all kind of been curious about this new computer. You know, the desktop was introduced in early 80s, so it was not desktop computing. So it was not an industry the way it is right now. It was in very early stages, and it was a lot of questions in my mind. Is that the way I will go in my career, and this is where I want to be?
So let's talk about the word challenges. So not only you didn't really know English too well, you probably didn't have as much of family with you because you came over from the Soviet Union, and you're studying a discipline that's in its early phases, so you didn't know where that was going. What were some of the biggest challenges that you had to face, and what did you learn from those challenges?
So going back to 1983, where I was either bold enough or maybe didn't think it through completely, where I made the decision that I want to be in my own business, and I took five programmers that worked for me at this company with the agreement of the management of the company I worked for, and I opened doors across the street and started delivering services. And this former employer of mine became my first customer. That was the beginning, and this is where I'm saying maybe I didn't think it through completely, but the idea was that we will be servicing one specific product in the fashion industry. And you're asking about challenging. You know, when you start your own business, obviously the first question is, how do you meet payroll? You know, I had five very high-level employees that I needed to make sure that I will be able to meet the payroll. And I will tell you, I'm very proud that in 33 years I never missed a payroll. And this is, for an entrepreneur, a major accomplishment. So understanding the dynamics of the business, being new to the country, not having, you know, high-powered friends in the business, I had to start doing it all on my own. And I'm sure I made some mistakes along the way, but I always was very focused. I was very determined to succeed. And frankly, because I was an immigrant and I came to this country with $500 in my pocket, I didn't have an option but to succeed.
I was about to say that. You had no option. Your only option was to succeed, right?
You know, I always say, you know, a lot of times I'm talking to people, and the question is, you know, how did you succeed? And I said, I truly didn't have an option. The very first check I had to write was for $240. I paid my rent. They asked for $240 deposit, and I was left with $20 in my pocket to start my new life in the United States. And when you have a family and you want to put bread on the table and sometimes put some butter as well, then you have to think very quickly, and that's what happened.
How did you make it with just $20? Even back in 1984, I know that was about sort of, well, the economy was sort of booming a little bit then, but $20 is not much.
I will tell you, I was among the fortunate ones, and actually my wife as well. We went back to school and we enrolled ourselves in a 6-month extensive program in NYU. And we've been getting at that time, I will never forget this, about $80 of stipend a month. So between two of us, we had $160, and that what sustained us, and I was even able to put aside some.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of American business. We're here today with Phil Friedman, who is the founder and CEO of CGS, which is Computer Generated Solutions. So you mentioned the fashion business. Talk a little bit about your training business, because we have a lot of Fortune 500 executives listening in, and about we have 2 minutes until break.
So CGS is very focused on training, primarily technology disciplines, but for the last several years, the focus of the world turned to online e-learning. Instructor-led training, that which was the traditional way we trained employees, is getting to be very expensive. You have to travel, you have to have hotel rooms and so forth. And the technology that is available today to deliver online training got much, much better. So today we support some of the largest companies in the world. We actually provide the platform. We develop avatar-based, gaming-based e-learning modules, and we develop the content for many of our customers. And they are bankers. This is banking business, insurance companies, technology companies. You name them. Typically, the customers are Fortune 2000 clients.
Okay, so when you say avatar, how are you teaching people through these avatar and gaming? These are executives you're teaching.
We train executives. We train employees of those companies. I will give you an example. A very well-known technology company had a problem because of security reasons. They didn't allow their employees or potential customers to come in into their data centers. And they couldn't teach them, they couldn't demonstrate their capabilities.
Right on that note, we are about to take a break, and we're going to hear the rest of the story. We're with Phil Friedman. Back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we are here today with Bill Friedman, and we were just hearing an interesting customer story, so let's go back to that.
So Robert, as I said, the customer had a problem because of security reasons, they didn't have access to the data centers where they had the latest technology to support their customers. And we took on the challenge, how do we train, how do we allow potential clients and the employees of the company to really understand how this technology works? We developed an online course where you sign on, you take an image of an avatar, and you have the opportunity virtually walk through this data center, open covers, look inside the machinery, start the machinery, and actually walk through the whole facility in a virtual environment and get explanation how the technology works. A, we saved thousands of dollars for this customer of ours, but we also accomplished a task that they wouldn't be able otherwise to deal with.
You think virtual reality is going to be the future?
I think virtual reality is here, and we have to accept it.
Just tell me, how will virtual reality change business?
Well, in this particular case, we have the opportunity to train thousands of tens of thousands of employees. In fact, sitting at their desk without incurring the expense of travel and without a security risk, because they see what we allow them to see.
Do you think it will move into customer experience?
I have no doubt. It's here. The technology today is capable to deal with issues that we didn't have the opportunity just a few years ago.
So just one snapshot, then we're going to move on to global political. But you were at a pioneer of the computer age. Where do you see, if you were and I were to sit down in 10 years from now, how will virtual reality, what things unexpectedly will be happening in business?
It's hard to tell you, even to forecast what will happen 5 years from now. 10 years is a huge amount of time in this business. But I will tell you that the technology is moving forward at such a pace, things that we couldn't even imagine 5 years ago. You know, if someone would tell me when I was growing up, I will have a phone where it has video capabilities, where I connect with anyone around the world and see them, not only talk to them, I would say, you know, it's lunacy, it's fantasy. Today we accept it as a given. At that time when I was growing up, we didn't have a phone in the line in the house. I do believe that the technology will enable us to improve productivity tremendously. The technology will allow us to work from any place on the planet. Okay, it will connect us. And in some respect, I think the challenge will be, how do we control all this onslaught of new technologies and make sure that it's being properly used?
And in America, would you say we have enough technology people who are trained in terms of STEM as compared to the rest of the world?
Well, you're asking, Robert, a very good question, and this is, if you would ask me, what do I see as a challenge, not only for United States, but responding to what we're dealing here in United States with, I think we need to pay much more attention to our education, our STEM programs. I will give you one example. Every year, India is producing about 1.2 million computer engineers. Mm-hmm. China is in very similar numbers, probably about a million. United States is producing about 50,000 computer engineers.
50,000? That's it?
And that's compared to a million, million two in India. So that's presenting itself as a major problem. And one thing that I'm always concerned about, given the fact that our security agencies, our Department of Defense, our government has a requirement to have U.S. citizens working on our systems, we will have a major problem to meet those requirements if we are not going to start developing STEM programs and paying a lot of attention to have computer engineers, computer scientists, being developed in this country.
And so how is our presidential administration doing, the Trump administration, in this? Are they on target with that? What's your take?
Well, it's very early to tell, but the country is today at 4.7% unemployment. For all practical purposes, this is full employment. And I understand that the administration wants to create a lot of jobs, and I certainly support that. And I see, a lot of areas where we can focus on and generate those jobs. But it will come a point where we will not be able to satisfy the growth of U.S. industries because we will be scratching the bottom of the barrel to find employees. And certainly the labor cost will go up, no question about it, and we see already this trend. And we will be competing very, very big with other companies for talent.
So what do you recommend we do?
I think we need to pay a lot of attention to our education. We need to make sure that we decide what do we want to be and what industries are important for the future of this country. Obviously, we are very advanced in technology. We're very advanced in certain fields where we are leaders in the world. And we need to declare those disciplines. We need to declare that those are important for the future of this country.
So just like a company should brand itself, the United States of America should brand itself and then have a strategy to execute.
I believe so.
Yep. Share advice to CEOs, to entrepreneurs you've built from scratch to 7,500 employees. What do you recommend for success?
Specifically to CEOs and people who run entrepreneurial companies, I always say that you never want to be afraid of failure, because the minute you start second-guessing your actions and second-guessing what you do, you will fail. You have to believe in your strategy. Obviously, you have to adjust it along the way, but that's probably the single most important advice. Do what you believe in and stick with it.
A pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.